This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, September 27th. God's word to you today is established systems. Our scripture reading is taken from Job 38, verse 12, and it says, "Have you ever commanded the morning to appear and caused the dawn to rise in the east? Have you made daylight spread to the ends of the earth?" You cannot build your life assuming every coincidence is God. A lot of coincidences that people believe to be God have nothing to do with God. They are just coincidences. A young man opened his Bible and said God should speak to him. He said, "Let the first passage I open be God speaking." He opened the Bible and coincidentally the passage read, "And Judas hung himself." He said, "No, that is not God. That is just a coincidence." So he decided to do it again, hoping that by coincidence, he will get God's mind. Then he opened the Bible to another passage and it read, "Go and do likewise." That was the end of his Bible study. He closed the Bible and went to work. How come he did not do what he read? Perhaps it was not a coincidence. Perhaps God was trying to teach him something. Yet, the point is, some things are just coincidences and not God. God created the universe and it runs with a number of established systems, principles and orders. This is so powerful because you need to understand how God works. God created the universe. The God of creation said, "Let there be light," and there was light. "Let the firmament bring forth," and it happened. "Let the waters gather together," and it happened. Those were miraculous acts. God created the universe, and we call it a miracle, right? But God does not run the universe by miracles as we know it. God puts systems in place so that this universe will auto-run. Sometimes when these systems have a problem, God intervenes and does a miracle to correct the systematic problem and set it back on course. God can also choose to do a miracle to upset a systematic thing he has put in place. Like when Joshua said to the sun, "Stand still," and the sun stood still. And it is confirmed that the sun must have stood still at the time of Joshua. From this, we can see that there are two types of miracles, systemic and invasive miracles. God does invasive miracles, but God does not keep doing invasive miracles. God does invasive miracles to set up systemic miracles. Then the systemic miracles keep running. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. God needed to do an invasive miracle, so God invaded the situation. Then God created systemic miracles of day and night and of seasons. Even though it was systemic, it is still a miracle because no man can make it happen. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.